This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right, it is Free Talk Live, and when I say it's Free Talk Live, we are live. It is Thanksgiving, and it's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And actually, we have Keith Ammond, who is the political director for the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, and I should say Representative Keith Ammond. Thanks so much for sitting
with us. The honorable.
That's right. That's the terminology they use.
This is exciting. I was planning sitting over in the corner and just watching, so this is great.
Keith, you're a longtime listener of Free Talk Live, and so thanks so much for sitting in with us.
Very cool.
Let's go straight to the phones. Got Randy calling in from California. Randy, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm calling. I haven't heard the show tonight. I apologize. I'm just at work.
You missed Tom Woods.
Oh, of course. That's my luck.
You can get it. The really cool thing is that in about 2 hours, the show is going to be available at freetalklive.com. It's going to be archived there for the rest of time, as long as we can keep it up.
And what's even better is it's free.
That's the truth. Go ahead, Randy.
Oh, yeah, Believe me, I download your show every day. I listen to old ones, too. I enjoy going back to, like, years past. But, I was actually just watching a video of Jabhat al-Nusra, which is formerly a terrorist organization who is now our ally in Syria. And,
not my ally.
Like one of those the United States is ally, right? the government. And, you know, now they all have GoPro cameras, all these people fighting, you know, ISIS has them. So, you know, you can watch videos of them fighting. And I got to thinking, you know, let's say Russia, U.S., you know, the West, and all these terrorist groups, basically, that were funding defeat ISIS, and then, you know, the U.S. isn't going to want to back Assad to go through democracy. What happens then when all these former terrorist organizations who we were fighting and didn't like now who are on our side, you know, they're not just going to disappear and become full citizens overnight. We're just going to it's going to be, you know, wash, rinse, repeat, and then we're going to have another war against another group that's going to
It's been going on over and over and over again in the Middle East, and frankly, it went on to some extent in South America, Central America, for the United States. I think that they benefit from this. They like this.
Oh, immensely. And now, if you look, their police state's growing with, you guys had a good thing talking about Brussels the other night. Police state there, you know, this is what they want. You know, they want the terrorists to win so they can get more control on us. But it's just, I want to bash my head with a hammer sometimes because it's insane to me thinking, you know, it's literally the government. I think they're so stupid as to not realize it. I think they're extremely calculated and smart in what they do. But the American public is so dumb that, you know, one attack and everybody freaks out, and then 5 years later there's some sort of tragedy, and it's, you know, right back to where we started, and it's just incredible to me to see it.
Right. I mean, in Paris, you know, Americans are like, well, why did the ISIS folks go and kill people in Paris? Well, I've got some news for you. It's because the French government was over there bombing people in the Middle East. They were bombing ISIS.
And then
they
escalated the bombing the day after.
Yeah.
It's interesting the media, and it must be this way in France, too. I know it's here. The media leaves us clueless as to why terrorist events happen. It seems like they come out of the clear blue sky.
That's what a lot of people think about 9/11, right? Like, you know, my God, we were just sitting here being Americans, eating pie and baseball and the things Americans do, and then attacks. Well, I got some news for you. The United States has been involved in the Middle East and, you know, wars over there and installing dictators and supporting kings and those sorts of things for decades. People don't like that.
Yeah, and now they're bombing weddings in Yemen and Somalia and Pakistan and Afghanistan and bombing hospitals in Afghanistan and bombing aspirin factories in Libya.
All of those things have happened in the recent past.
Yeah, I think a lot of it comes down to is saturation of the media with bad news, but as well as that people, I feel like people just don't have empathy anymore. You know, we can get attacked 9/11, or if you take in France, and oh my God, these people attacked us. First response, we gotta go kill them. Let's go kill them. But then when you say, well, wait, just take a step back. Why do you think they wanted to attack us in the first place? It's because we're bombing them and killing all their families. No, it's not. No, it's not. They, you know, we don't do that. You know, the U.S. isn't that way. You know, the West, blah, blah, blah.
Quit blaming America. That's what I always hear whenever I ask the question of, hey, let's think for a second about why they may have responded this way. Why are you blaming America?
There's been documents released that up to 90% of drone strikes, or the people killed by drone strikes, have been innocents. Targeted drone strikes. 90%. So 9 out of 10 people killed in a drone strike have been innocent.
The numbers were pretty close to that from the State Department's numbers that were released in WikiLeaks, that's what happened in the Iraq War, too. There were non-combatants and that were killed. You know, non-combatants means innocent to me. Randy, thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. So in the last hour, we had Tom Woods on, who had run back to Massachusetts. He's got his high school reunion coming up tomorrow. And he got kind of bombarded by people who want him to move for the Free State Project. I am among those people. I want him to move. I didn't, I knew not to, to tickle him too hard on the subject, but yeah, I can see why people want him to move. He's a huge name.
I think I asked him the question a couple of years ago when I had him on my podcast, Peace, Love, Liberty Radio, and I forget what the answer was, but he gave some sort of diplomatic thing of, well, you know,
he gave a maybe
on his family, whatnot.
Everybody go to TomWoods.com and contact him and ask him to move.
So, Keith, you moved for the Free State Project some years ago. I know you moved up from Pennsylvania, and
that's
now
right.
You're the political director of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. And, I just kind of wonder to some extent what there's objections to the Free State Project. Some of the objections might be it's cold.
Right.
What do you say to each one of these objections?
I personally enjoy the cold. I'm a cold. I love snow blowing my driveway in the middle of winter. I'm one of those weird people.
You're one of those crazy people that probably drove me out of Pennsylvania when I lived there.
Could be. I also enjoy winter sports. So that there's something. There was an attraction for me personally. Now my wife, on the other hand, she weighs about 90 pounds and. She has to bundle up pretty well in the cold weather.
She's a spelt woman, yes.
Yeah. But I would say that if you care about liberty, the cold, your comfort, your personal comfort, is something as trivial as how cold it gets in the wintertime should not be a hindrance for your moving.
I like the explanation that Nathan gave, which is that, the cold. When you've got to ask yourself if you're, say, the only people that matter in the political process are the activists. The activists that may or may not get elected at any given time. So if you're a conservative activist or a liberal activist and all these free staters are coming in and they're energizing the libertarians that are here in the state, and it's getting harder and harder to get what you want done and the government done, you've got to ask yourself, man, do I want to, spend another year messing with these free staters, or do I want to go to Florida and play golf?
Yeah, hopefully that happens.
It does.
Golf is a horrible sport.
Daryl, I don't care whether
it's
you like golf.
It's an excuse to drink beer, and that's all it is.
Well, the older guys that play, they're going out in the morning. They're drinking their coffee doing this at 5 o'clock in the morning. The sun's peeking up over the horizon, which is very flat in Florida.
That's because the earth is flat.
Yeah, well, whatever the reason. So I find cold, it's not that motivating to me. I think that the best reasons are my family lives where I live, and I've got a good job where I live. And those things, I really can't, I can't rebut those two. You're going to get a transfer here or you're not. You can move your business here or you can't. Mm-hmm. You're willing to move or you're not. There's some level. If you love liberty, there's something that we can do in the state of New Hampshire to convince you to move. We'll get it free enough, and then you'll be like, okay, I got to come.
And the argument, I would much rather hear somebody say, I won't move because it's cold, or I won't move because of my family, than some of the people that will say, I'll move after you activists do X. That's basically saying, I'll move once you've done all the work because I don't want to.
One of the things that they say, go ahead and respond to that, Keith.
I was going to say, one of the biggest reasons and motivating factors for me to move was I wanted to be part of this movement. I wanted to be exposed to the philosophy, the ideas, and be able to grow personally, you know, and be able to express these ideas better. And it's happened. You know, this is the best place to be.
Free Talk Live. What do you think about the Free State Project? Are you interested in moving? What would it take? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium, flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local convenience store or gas station. Use coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com, where you'll always get free, guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10. That's GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Thanksgiving edition of the show. It is Mark with you.
Daryl.
And we have the Honorable Keith Ammon sitting in. He's the political director of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. Keith, thanks for sitting in.
Great. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
And a state rep.
Yeah, that's, I guess, what the honorable means, right? State rep. Yes. Representative Keith Ammon.
I love it when my wife has to call me honorable.
Oh, I bet she doesn't. I doubt she does that at all.
No.
So, you know, Tom Woods was here for Thanksgiving, and you came over to have Thanksgiving with us too, Keith, and thanks so much for coming. And I thought I'd grab you, because the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, I have emceed at the event on multiple occasions, and I am happy to say that I consider it to be the most important organization in the world. Here's why I say it. And I'm a life member. I've never held a board position with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. I thank everybody who puts their time in, and I thank you for putting your time in there. I've just given some money, and so, you know, my opinion's worth what it is. But for me, I think that the ideas of liberty, if you consider them to be extraordinarily important in the area of human freedom, because New Hampshire is, in the forefront with so many people moving here for the Free State Project, the forefront of human liberty, and the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance actually does the work on the ground. Many people think it's the Free State Project, that the Free State Project is changing New Hampshire. Free State Project is just a project to get people here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance was created by many natives and some movers, the Free State Project, I believe.
I don't know if anybody had moved yet because the first board of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance was formed, I believe, 2.5 weeks after the vote of which state the Free State Project was going to choose.
If you go to nhliberty.org, you can see, if you go to the About page, you can see it was formed about 12 years ago, and the original board was split. I think Keith Murphy out of Bedford wrote the original bylaws, so he's definitely a mover.
Yeah, and they, this organization is the one that's putting forth the great legislation. It's telling every legislator in the state, that's 400 of them, how they should vote. It's then on, you know, many of the bills that are going past them, not every one of them. Then it is, also ranking their votes on those recommendations and then putting out a grade for each one of those reps, each rep in the state at the end of the year, and each senator. So this is not happening anywhere by any liberty organization in any other state. Any other country, the United States doesn't have this. Sadly, the Republican Liberty Caucus used to take a stab at doing something like this on a national basis. It hasn't been doing it recently.
The Democratic Freedom Caucus tried it once or twice, and then that caucus just sort of
it's gone.
Disappeared.
And this is it. This is it for people making some changes inside the political process for more human freedom.
And one thing that I think is great about the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is they call themselves a nonpartisan organization, but technically it's a multi-partisan organization because there are Republicans, there are Democrats, there are libertarians, there are people that refuse to identify with any political party, there's probably somebody from the Constitution Party that's involved, there's New Hampshire Liberty Party people that are involved, so it truly is multi-partisan.
Yeah, it's principle over party, and there's several board members. Paul Best is the current chair. I'm newly elected as the political director. I was on the board a few years ago as membership director, so I'm familiar with how it works on the inside. But there's an army of volunteers that read and rank every bill that comes through the State House. It's been expanded to the Senate as well, so now the Senate gets graded. And as you said, Mark, there's really nothing like this anywhere else in the country. And it's a completely voluntary organization. It's basically, you know, nonpartisan, principle over party, lobbyists for liberty that are volunteers. And, you know, when I go, I'm also a state rep. So when I go into the chamber at the State House in New Hampshire in Concord, there's always volunteers from the Liberty Alliance handing out what's called the gold standard. And I get to read that. And when I'm in the chamber with my 399 colleagues, you can see these gold pieces of paper go up throughout the chamber as people consider, you know, what is the liberty position on the major bills that we're going to be voting on that day.
And there are some people that they'll take the gold standard so that they know the opposite to way to vote because they want to make sure that they don't wind up getting confused with
maybe
one
over
of those
time
Liberty reps.
They'll pick up on it, but yeah. You're right.
Well, you know, it's fine that they do that. At least we know who the who to target at that point. One of the questions I want to ask is that, look, people who want to move for the Free State Project, I think a lot of times, since Free Talk Live is one of the premier voices of the Free State Project, but we on Free Talk Live tend to take kind of radical positions. Ian Freeman, who is the main guy on the show, he's out there going to parking ticket trials and he's filming every sort of outside the system activism thing. And, you know, he knows what gets views on YouTube, and what gets views on YouTube isn't a bunch of reps sitting around, 400 reps sitting around voting on things. That's not going to get it. It's very rare that you're going to get views.
It's very rare that you'll get views of people testifying to state reps.
Sure. So oftentimes I think one of the things that's portrayed to be, I know one of the things that's portrayed to people is to say everybody who moves for the Free State Project is weird. And I guess if you're going to say that, everybody's weird, right? Like everybody in the human race is weird.
We're all interesting in some way.
No, everybody is normal because normal is relative. So what is normal for me is weird for Mark. And what is normal for Mark, I consider to be really weird because you should not do that to your pigs.
Whatever. So what they're saying is that, I don't want to move because, frankly, Ian is a little too radical for me. And that's many people move because Ian is as radical as he is. But I just kind of I don't feel the voice that doesn't get out there in many cases is the sort of normal folks, the husband and wife that moved from Pennsylvania are now working within the political system to garner us more freedom every day, day in and day out. What do you think about what could you say to somebody who says, it seems like Free State Project too radical for me?
I think the impression that you get online is different than what you get here on the ground.
Yeah.
I'm not going out and doing crazy, exciting things that are getting YouTube hits. I'm plodding along and trying to be an activist. I'm a low-key kind of person. I don't – like, being on the radio right now is a little strange for me.
Yes.
All right. You're a state rep. That's not really a low-key position.
There's 400 of them.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to speak.
It's an entry-level position in
but
politics.
But you have to put yourself out
you
there
do.
To get elected.
You do. And, it was strange for me at first. I've gotten more used to, being out front on things. But I would recommend to people come and visit. Porkfest might be a fun time, but you're going to get a little bit more of the extreme at Porkfest. Come and visit. Put your name on the bulletin board. Tell people that you're coming to visit. You'll get shown around, and you'll get a true sense of what it's like here.
Show up in March. That way you can go to the State House and get a feel for what that is. Check out and try as many different activisms as possible and figure out what works for you.
Well, the Liberty Forum is coming up in, I think it's like
February.
And that's a great opportunity to visit the state and see what it's all about, to hear some great speeches, and you'll see just how bad the weather can get.
Show up a few days early, go to the State House,
and you get some kind of clue. 855-450-3733, your Free State Project questions.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
The following following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving ID Stronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
So listen up here, guys. My buddy Mark, he overhears the management team at Guns80.com. And what they're saying is that between now and Black Friday, they're going to put a special on the website at Guns80.com every day. What that means is that you have to go to Guns80.com every day to check out the specials between now and Black Friday. Go to Guns80.com, but don't tell them you heard it from me.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live's Thanksgiving Day edition of the show. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
Sitting in with us is Representative Keith Ammon, the political director of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. Keith, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And what I've been doing is kind of been peppering you with questions that people might have about the Free State Project. Now, I moved for the Free State Project, I guess, about 9 years ago. Daryl?
Three and a half.
Keith?
A little over six.
Yeah. Six. And we're among 1,800 people that signed up for the Free State Project, among about 1,600 that have moved for the Free State Project, and among about 18,000 that have signed up for the Free State Project.
You know, it's been projected that we're going to hit the 20,000 number next year.
Next year.
Yeah, yeah. Which is exciting.
Yeah, that's a projection, unless for whatever reason sign-ups fall off, but they seem to be picking up.
Right.
Many people, and that's heartening to me, because the ones that sign up, the last 5,000 to sign up, are much more likely to move than
the first
5,000.
Yeah. It's a critical mass problem, which is the whole reason for this 20,000. If one or two libertarian-minded or liberty-minded people move to a state, it's not going to have an impact.
No impact, yeah.
That's the whole reason for the 20,000 figure, is to solve this critical mass problem. It's a chicken and an egg problem. And so once we get this 20,000 number, let's say half of the people move, it doesn't mean that people are going to stop moving. Now we have the critical mass. Now more people can move, and who knows what the number will end up being.
And then when you say, you know, imagine that half of them move, a large percentage of that will have children. The children don't count towards the 20,000. They don't count towards the mover number. And then you've also got people that are moving that aren't signing because they have an aversion to putting their name on
things. I meet people all the time that have moved here because they've heard about it, and but they're not signers. So you know, there's people coming because New Hampshire, the live free or die state, you know, if you're going to give your state that motto, live free or die, you should expect people that believe that liberty is the, you know, live free or die is a statement that liberty is more important than life itself, and life is a very precious thing. So, you know, people that have that mindset, this is the place to move.
Yeah, I would think that if you ask people who have lived in slavery, if you think about that concept, then living free is more valuable. Freedom is more valuable than life for many of them. Many people have sacrificed their lives for the freedom of people to come, and that to me is worth defending in and of itself. So what we were talking about is sort of reasons that people might say, the Free State Project's not for me. One of the things I've heard people say is, look, I'm just not a people person. I'm not going to be involved in the political activism or whatever. I wasn't involved in activism at all in Florida. I might have gone to a couple of Libertarian Party meetups at Bennigan's or whatever so I could chit-chat with some people who believed like I believed. And what I found are people who did not believe like I believe, a bunch of conspiracy theorists and, you know, those sorts of things. But, you know, I liked my friend Ian. He was really passionate about it, what he was passionate about. And so I would go to some of these events. And I wanted our candidate to win. There was one year when he was running against, I think, the Democrats. So we figured he might have a chance to break 40% or 35% or whatever. And he did pretty good, but he still lost, which, you know, that was the expectation. Actually, I think it was there was no Democrat running. Anyway, one way or the other, he was getting, he got some third of the votes or something. What do you think people that, just aren't that involved, what do you think telling them to move?
People that don't have maybe an idea currently of what kind of activism they would do.
Or if they would.
Yeah, or if they would. There's been people that I've met over the years, and I've met them at Liberty Forum or, you know, different events that have since moved, and they're not quite active yet. They're still, you know, laying down their roots. They're buying a house. They're making sure that they have employment.
Mm-hmm.
But they're being exposed to these opportunities for activism, and over time it becomes more clear. You develop a better sense of what is right, what kind of activism is right for you. You know, do you want to be out on Front Street and you want to challenge authority, or do you want to write letters to the editor? There's some people in the state that are really excellent writers. They write all the time. They're in the Concord Monitor and the Union Leader. It's hugely powerful, and they're doing it maybe in their basement at night. You can donate to campaigns, you can hold signs for a campaign. There's so many different outlets. Even just being a good host and bringing people together and allowing that networking to happen is, I think, a form of activism. So.
And then I also think that, and I'm not going to go so far as to say that, you know, create an agorist business and that will bring down the state, but I would much rather buy my bacon or my eggs from somebody that I know supports the same things that I support than just from some random person. Yes, I will go to a grocery store and buy a carton of eggs if I can't get eggs from a Liberty person, but you need to have people that are, you know, doing the farming and the, you know, whatever, like, that there's people that do the handyman stuff. I've had, you know, Liberty people work on my vehicles.
There's all kinds of, you mentioned Representative Keith Ammon. Keith Murphy. He opened up a restaurant. You are Keith Ammon. opened up a restaurant called Murphy's Tap Room in Manchester. And, you know, it's a really great hopping place. And a lot of Liberty folks go there just because they want to support him.
Yeah.
And I would say that, now, Daryl, you've been active in the Liberty movement, your whole life, or a great deal of it. But, Keith, I don't think you did any activism before you moved to the state of New Hampshire.
No, I didn't. My family growing up was apolitical. We didn't get involved in politics at all. And so this was a new thing for me, you know, relatively recently, maybe within the last 10 years. And this is because the state is so small. I think to me, this is the point of the Free State Project is we get involved. Political activism is that makes the most sense to me. And it's you know, what I focus on.
It's from what I can tell. It's what works. You know, I think that media has its value. It keeps, you know, keeps people informed and tells those that are outside of the state that they what they can expect when they get here, gets them excited and that kind of thing. But many times, many people who listen to Free State Free Talk Live for years move to New Hampshire and just stop listening. Why should they listen? They're living it, right?
Yeah. You know?
And that's, you know, that's fine by me at that point that, you know, okay, I get it. I completely get it. And to some extent, I think Free Talk Live is Liberty 101. It's, you know, teaching you the ideas of liberty early on. And then if you go find, say, Tom Woods' podcast or something like that, Stefan Molyneux, and you want to get put a finer point on it, even Christopher Cantwell, he does a, you know, interesting podcast that takes a spin on the issues. But these are inward-facing educational tools, whereas Free Talk Live is an outward-facing tool. And that's what I hope for it. Daryl, can you think of any other reasons that people say that they don't want to move for the Free State Project?
Taxes. You guys still have taxes. You get rid of them, and then all but that goes back to what I was saying earlier about, and I don't think, Keith, you really got to answer, the people that basically say, you do all the work,
yeah,
and then I'll show up to
my
reap
favorite
the reward.
My favorite thing is to read maybe a Reddit thread or a Reason magazine comment thread, and all the people that's, you know, about a subject that's something that happened here in New Hampshire, and you see people saying, like, I thought New Hampshire was the libertopia. Why are these things still happening in New Hampshire? And those are the people that you're talking about. They, you know, they want the groundwork to be laid for them. Maybe eventually they'll move here, but, you know, people are moving here to be active and to make change and be part of that change, not to sit back and wait, you know, wait until everything's handed to them.
I've heard from people that have actually moved to Colorado specifically because cannabis
is legal
yeah, there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys do that in New Hampshire and then I'll be there.
Yeah,
well, why don't you come help us?
We don't need you then, right? Like, once we get freedom, we don't need you. Stay away. You'll just mess things
but
up.
It reminds me of that the thing about, you know, who will help me plant the crops? Who will help me soil the field? Who will help me this? Who will help me bake the bread?
Not I, said the libertarian.
Who will help me
bread? Not I, said the keyboard activist.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I've heard people also complain that, well, how come you didn't get Ron Paul elected in the primary? Well, where were you? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published two novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize the dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and ladyofdestiny.com.
The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the new Healing Our World is a great gift this Christmas for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. It's the Free Talk Live's Thanksgiving Day edition. And it is, it's been a real pleasure to be here on the air on Thanksgiving. Daryl, thanks so much.
Ah, thanks for having me on. I will be on any night of the week. You know that.
Representative Keith Ammon, the political director of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, thanks so much for sitting in with us. I want to take some calls, but first I want to tell you how to get some great savings on Christmas gifts.
So tomorrow is Bitcoin Black Friday. And if you use Bitcoin, well, there's one place that you can get up to 50% off things that you buy from Amazon, or you can do the instant buy, and generally at Purse, you can go there, saveatpurse.com is the website. Generally, the instant buy is 5%. Tomorrow, Bitcoin Black Friday, it is 10% instant buy, meaning you don't have to wait on a buyer to say, yes, I want to buy this. So you can do the instant buy, saveatpurse.com, save an instant 10%, or you can do the traditional route, try to bump up the discount just a little bit. And, Mark, you've saved 45% before.
That's right.
I've saved 30. And since tomorrow is Bitcoin Black Friday, I want to mention the deal that I'm running on my website, fpp.cc, because I do publish books. Everything is marked down an additional 10%. And I will be posting a discount code on the Facebook page at 9 a.m., the first 10 people that use that get an extra 20% off all orders over $20.
There you go, fpp.cc. That's the free
press publication.
Free press publications. Well, we're going to take some calls here. Everybody's piled in the last segment. Let's go to John calling in from Kingsborough, Massachusetts. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. First time, long time. I just wanted to share my personal experience with moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. I actually joined the project way back in 2005, and I've lived in New Hampshire three separate times. And each time what happens is I'll either lose my job or my company will move, and then I'll get stuck moving back down to Massachusetts again. So I know New Hampshire has a pretty good economy. There's a lot of jobs up there, but there's also a lot of competition for those jobs. And I would love to stay up there on a permanent basis, but for me, in my sector, it's very hard to find and keep a job up there because the businesses, they go there to start out because it's a pro business, and then they move.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm actually a fraud investigator.
Well, there you go. You know, all I can say is that unemployment is low, among the lowest in the Northeast. In New Hampshire, we have a very low unemployment rate. I get that you're having the problem. I just recommend staying resilient. At some point or another, someplace will stick around.
There is
I keep trying. That's for sure. And then like I said, I'll get a job. I'll be happy. And then all of a sudden, it's hey, we're moving our office to Boston. Oh, great.
Yeah, that's thanks. There's a Facebook
thanks,
group.
Guys. I just want to call and give my opinion. I really appreciate it. You guys are the best. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it, John.
There's a Facebook group, FSP Job Alert, that you can join. And there's people post jobs all the time on there. So if you're looking for a particular work, you can even ask a question.
FSP, it stands for Free State Project. And this is mostly about, for people who believe strongly in the ideas of liberty, collecting together in one state, that can have a real effect. For those of you out there that don't have as strong of a connection to the ideas of liberty, we're just good entertainment. let's go on to Robert, calling in from Bellows Falls, Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
I'd like to ask Keith, are you a New Hampshire state representative?
Yes, I am. Right,
okay.
State House. Yeah.
I don't know if this is within your realm or not, but I'd like to ask you, what do you think about our criminal justice system in New Hampshire, and do you think that anything needs to be changed?
You know, I'm not on the there's different committees in the State House. There's 20 different committees. I don't happen to be on the Criminal Justice Committee. If I was on that committee, I'd be able to answer that question a lot better. I hear complaints, but it's just hearsay to me. I mean,
well, I'd like to see everybody who's being held in confinement or fined for possession of marijuana, or anything to do with marijuana, let's just stop doing that. It's a big waste of money for everybody.
I can think of three things that definitely need to be changed involving criminal justice in New Hampshire. The use of solitary confinement or incarceration for not paying a fine. The mandatory minimum sentences that we have, and specifically mandatory minimums in regards to people for driving offenses. So if you have so many driving offenses in a certain period of time, you go to jail for 1 year. Mandatory. The judge cannot waive that.
Wow. I did not know that.
I agree with that 100%. I asked that question because it just seems that periodically, but not all the time, that when the powers that be, meaning somebody that's of authority, whenever they break the law, that there's no real consequence for them. That's why I asked that question.
Do you agree with that? That can be how it is.
I think that's how government works. The people in government, they get away with some things that the average person wouldn't.
Yep. Let's go to Glenn calling in from Virginia. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, sir?
We had, my wife and I had considered moving to New Hampshire for quite a number of years. And earlier this year, we had basically decided we were going to do it. And my wife had found a decent house. And we had talked to a realtor. And then a modest house, I think it was $185,000. And when we asked the realtor for a good faith estimate, the closing cost pinged up at about, I believe, $14,000. We had saved about $8,000, and I had asked the realtor, why are the closing costs so high? And she could have been yanking my chain, but she said that, New Hampshire, when you buy a house, you have to pay the first year's property tax and then the second year's property tax up front. And so I'm a disabled veteran, so I was working under the assumption that I would get an offset on my property tax. There was an offset, but it capped at about $2,000. And when property taxes at property taxes are $5,000 a year, that's not that much of a an offset. So, you know, my wife and I had to sit down, and I said, you know what, we can't afford this, because she would, the cost of the move, the cost of closing, my wife has to find a new job. She's got a good job here. She's making good money.
Mm-hmm.
We really wanted to do it. I was in New Hampshire in 2005 when the Free State Project first kicked off. Loved it, loved the political activism, been watching the Free State Project, been watching all the hard work those guys have been doing. But like I said, as a disabled veteran, I don't have the money to overcome the exorbitant property taxes in New Hampshire.
Sure. We found another objection, Mark.
Yeah, property taxes are quite high in New Hampshire compared to many places in the United States. Now, if you can get people to move from Connecticut or Long Island or, you know, of Massachusetts, then, or even Vermont, where they're, you know, in the Northeast, they're comparable. But when you're talking about southern states, they're not comparable. But there is no sales tax, there is no income tax, and those things make a difference as far as, for a lot of people, you know, that have jobs and that sort of thing, it can make a difference. Oop, Glenn,
The overall tax liability in New Hampshire is lower than in most states.
Right.
In many cases, yeah.
But if you're a retired person, you don't have an income, you know, you're going to save on some sales tax. But
yeah.
Where I came from, property taxes were pretty much equal. And we also had a sales tax, and we also had an income tax. So
I'm paying more than I was in Florida. So, you know, Florida, where I was, had a sales tax of maybe 7%. And that's basically on, plastic crap you buy in Walmart, where, New Hampshire has a 9% out-of-home food dollar tax.
Yeah.
So, that's comparable.
For prepared food, yeah.
Property taxes at my house are $1,400 a year. I pay now $3,500 a year.
So in Florida, were you paying sales tax on groceries?
No, you don't pay on groceries now.
Okay.
Or newspapers for whatever reason.
So when you're considering moving, one of the things to look for is research the tax burden in the town that you're considering and try to find a low-tax town.
That's what I did when I moved. Ian, my business partner, moved to Keene, and I just kind of looked at the towns that were immediately surrounding Keene, found the lowest tax bracket, sort of began researching, and stuck with that town. It's great.
And Mark Warden, I believe, has that database on his website, porcupinerealestate.com.
Is it porcupinerealestate.com? Realestate.com? Is that what it is?
I believe that's what it is.
Or realtor.
He's a longtime advertiser on Free Talk Live. Keith, thanks so much for sitting in with us.
Thank you. I'm excited. Appreciate it.
Political director of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. People can go to nhliberty.org.
That's right.
Free Talk Live. Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.